Hello and welcome to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park's Virtual Keeper Talk. My name is Stephen, and here we'll be learning about our puma called Nigel. Pumas are a species of cat found from as high as southern Alaska all the way through to Chile and Argentina in South America. They are widespread in Central and Southern America and mainly occur in the west of the USA. There are a population of around 100 individuals in Florida, however. Because of this, they have the largest geographical range of any terrestrial mammal aside from humans in the Western Hemisphere. Now, I have called them a puma, but they actually go by many different names, including panther, mountain lion and cougar. So there are over 40 different names they may be called, and this has occurred due to their large distribution. They also live in varied habitats, including mountains, forests, tropical jungles, grasslands and deserts. Pumas are very agile and very adept jumpers. They can jump around 5.4 metres up a tree or 11.4 metres across level ground. They have the largest hind legs relative to the size of any cat species, which allows for these large jumps. They have a flexible spine, which is similar to a cheetah's, to help manoeuvre around obstacles and quickly change direction. Their tail is about one third of their body length and used for balance. Their main form of attack is ambush, which they will strike out at prey to knock off balance. They eat a range of animals, but will primarily eat hoofed mammals, such as deer or even tapirs. And they'll also eat small mammals, such as lagomorphs or possums. This even includes porcupines. They will flip the porcupines onto their back and attack the fleshy underbelly. They can also hunt animals well over double their size, which includes moose. They can run fast if they need to, around 50 miles an hour over a short distance. They are crepuscular animals, being most active at dawn and dusk. And if the prey is too large over one sitting, they will hide their carcass in bushes to eat at a later date. Here at the park, we feed Nigel primarily chicken, beef and pork. He can also sometimes be fed pigeons, venison and small mammals, depending on availability. We feed him up to a kilogram of food a day, as this is roughly how much they eat in the wild. They're not classified as one of the big cats, however they are the fourth largest cat species, behind lions, tigers and jaguars. They are unable to roar as they lack the tough but flexible cartilage that runs up the hyoid bones of big cats, which allows them to roar. They can purr and meow, however, unlike other big cats, such as lions and tigers. However, their voice box is more of a fixed structure. Their main form of communication is scent and will spray and scratch to mark territory and communicate with other cats. Newborn cubs are born spotty, and they will lose these markings around 6 months of age. They can digest meat around 6 weeks and will typically stay with their mother until 12 to 18 months old. Nigel has been with us since February 2015. In the wild, pumas will live to about 10 years old, but can live up to 20 years in captivity. He has always had health issues and arrived here at the park with poor eyesight. This was known as exotropia, where the eyes turn outwards. We built him a custom specialised enclosure that created the perfect sensory environment for him in June 2022. His behaviour and comfort improved dramatically when moving in, however his arthritis was continually getting worse. We performed amputation surgery in September 2022 and he's adapted incredibly well to the loss of his leg. This was one of the few successful surgeries of this kind in the world and he's since been able to have a higher quality of life. Since the surgery, he is the charismatic, playful cat you will see today. He was born on the 4th of April 2012, which makes him a senior cat. And that concludes our virtual Puma Talk. Thank you for listening.